T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I love you and I love everything you do to keep me sane, because listening to the mainstream media will literally set my hair on fire.
Steve and Ted in the Morning, congratulations to Greg from Hayesville. There's a pair of tickets to go see the Women's Fair this weekend at Century 2. And also the Mannheim Steamroller CD, Romantic Melodies. And we have another pair tomorrow for you here with Steve and Ted, so be listening for your chance to win. 7:46 now here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council moving ahead with plans for a new stadium and water treatment plant.
Two.
Emergency declared at El Dorado Prison because of staffing shortage.
One.
Congress considering budget deal that could prevent a government shutdown. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic accident this morning, so watch out. This is 151st and 4th Street. That's pretty close to Kellogg, so watch out for a traffic accident in that area. Gasoline prices this morning in Wichita going up. We are seeing prices going up to around $2.09 out there in the Wichita area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 62 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 39. Thursday sunny, tomorrow's high 65. Now mostly cloudy, a south wind at 14 miles per hour and 37 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday. That's today with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch.
Sweet.
7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Ted, we have changed the question on the Steve and Ted poll.
All righty.
On our webpage.
Starting KNSS fresh page. On that.
Starting a fresh new question today. First of all, let's tell you what happened with the last question. Should Kansas abandon daylight savings time? No, 39%. Yes, 61%. So, what is that?
People have spoken.
They want to get rid of daylight saving time. All right. The new question is, we've got the Oscars coming up. The presentation on the way in a few days. Which film most deserves the win of the Oscar for the Best Picture this year?
All right, yeah.
And we've got the 8 nominees?
Yeah.
They are. Let me read them off.
Pretend you're in the Academy. Okay. You have to vote here.
Vice, A Star is Born, Roma, Green Book, The Favorite, Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Klansman, or Black Panther. Those
all
are
right,
the choices.
There you go.
Of those, how many have you seen, Ted?
Zero.
I've seen one.
What did you see?
I saw Vice.
Oh, you went to Vice.
We went to Vice and thoroughly enjoyed it. Thought it was the person who was doing Dick Cheney was really good. Anyway, there's the question. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com. Which film most deserves to win the Oscar for the Best Picture this year?
Well, I'll be interested to see what our that'll be fun.
U.S. stocks finished broadly higher Tuesday, as investors grew more optimistic about the prospects for a resolution to the costly trade dispute between the U.S. and China.
Okay, that's good.
Technology, financial, and healthcare stocks powered much of the rally. The S&P saw its biggest gain this month and a 3-day winning streak, closing the day up 35 points. Dow gained 372 points, and the NASDAQ closed up 106 points. National debt has passed a new milestone, topping $22 trillion for the first time.
Well, that's great news.
Treasury Department's daily statement issued Tuesday shows that total outstanding public debt stands at $22.01 trillion. It stood at $19.95 trillion when President Trump took office on January 20th of 2017. I'm not sure if that includes all the Social Security obligations and things like that. I'm not for certain, but Gosh, can you remember? It happened, what, once in our lifetime for about 2 years? We had a balanced federal budget, and they were trying to figure out what to do with the excess, and then they got to do a big argument over that, whether they should, you know, have a lockbox and all that. Remember that? That's the only time I can remember in my life. Maybe they've been back in the 50s. I don't know. But a balanced budget. What a great concept. Interesting concept. FedEx Logistics is establishing a new headquarters in downtown Memphis, Tennessee, bringing nearly 700 jobs along with it. FedEx Logistics CEO Richard W. Smith and Governor Bill Lee told a news conference Tuesday that the branch of shipping giant FedEx Corp is moving into a building formerly occupied by the Gibson Guitar Company in Memphis.
Wow. It's big time.
FedEx. 7:51 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Another business forecast for Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, a new report says Wichita's economy will expand in 2019, but not by much. Intrust Bank has released its Economic Outlook and Market Perspective report. It says professional and business service, manufacturing and trade, transportation and utility jobs saw healthy increases in 2018. The report says those segments will continue to show strength in 2019. Job growth will trend higher this year. A new flight from Wichita to Destin-Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Allegiant will begin the seasonal service June 5th. The route will run on Wednesdays and Saturdays. The service will last through late August. Allegiant operates flights from Wichita to Las Vegas and Phoenix and seasonal routes to Orlando and Los Angeles. And canceled heart hospital leaders have seen a lot of change in the industry over the past two decades. Hospital celebrating its 20th anniversary, but President, Chairman, and Founder Greg Duick says one thing hasn't changed, putting the patient first. The hospital opened in 1999, has 150 full-time employees and 30 part-timers. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Today is National Tortellini Day.
Okay.
Tortellini is a signature dish from the Italian region of Bologna, where they claim to have created this stuffed pasta packed with flavor.
Nice.
Ravioli, tortellini, and tortellacci are all part of the same family of stuffed pasta. Most common fillings for tortellini are ham, white meat, and Parmesan cheese. So I don't know what tortellini is, but I thought since you guys are all into food, you'd know something about tortellini today. But what do you think?
Well, I think I've had tortellini in the past.
Oh, I'm certain you have, Bill. You've sampled every flavor under the sun.
Yeah, it's not super high on my list. There's always something else ahead of it.
Okay. Tortellini Day, 7:52. And we've been talking about this morning. Today is, I know you want to talk about it a little bit, World Radio Day, celebrated by United Nations member states on September 29th, 2011. The UN approved an annual World Radio Day proclamation just to celebrate the radio as a medium. So there you go.
Nice.
And, of course, we celebrate, Ted and I, we celebrate every single day right here with
Steve
and Ted.
Yeah.
What was it about when you were a kid? Well, you started out in radio, I know. Then you got into some print and some TV. But what was it about radio that attracted you when you were a youngster to say, well, hey, I'd like to do that?
You know, there I was, a little kid in the 60s with Top 40 Radio in Kansas City with KUDL Cuddle Radio and the DJs that were on there. I thought they were cool. And WHB, the world's happiest broadcasters.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun listening to Top 40, and I always wanted to be one of those guys, be the cool guy on the radio.
Ted, what about you? Ted started out in print as well.
I started out in print.
Yeah. So he just he heard Mike Kennedy. And he wanted
sports play-by-play, obviously,
there you go.
And listening to the Royals games, transistor radio under my pillow when I was a kid, and that led to it.
Yeah, radio's a fun medium. I like the fact that nobody can see us, and they don't know what we look like, so you know, we can sound like we're really smart, good-looking people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you run into a listener, and I remember one time we're doing something with my partner and I were manning a booth down at Century, one of those, you know, women's fair type booths. And we had a big photo of the team there up behind us, and a lady comes up, and she squints, and she looks at the photo. Then she looks at us. Then she looks at this. She says, "Where's Mike and Mac?" And we said, "Oh, that's us.
Is that right here?"
She says, "Ew, you don't look like I thought you'd look."
Well, thank you, ma'am.
So I replied, "Well, lady, you don't look like I thought you would look either."
Wow.
There you go.
Pretty good, huh?
Zinger.
Yeah, there you go. And we celebrate National Radio Day. All right, guys, thank you now. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. Deal or no deal on a budget compromise that could prevent another government shutdown. Ted has sports.
Oh, yeah, we'll take a look at the Kansas State basketball game last night, see how the Wildcats did on the road.
Plus entertainment news on the Blur.
Yep, we've got a couple of, in fact, we got two people that were born on the very same day.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, sometimes those things are a little interesting. We'll hit that entertainment news in the Blur at 8:35 this morning.
Because we got traffic and weather. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour right here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.